Can someone explain to me what Jerry Jones is trying to do to his team? Because he was asked about the holdout and the extension process and what's going on, and he basically answered, I don't have any urgency to get it done. And then CeeDee Lamb goes on Twitter and LOL with a tweet there based off the response. And then Dak Prescott, who is at camp, responded to the media and says, I got urgency for it to happen. What is Jerry Jones doing? Is he just blowing his team up before he dies?
David, I'm starting to think so, because you have a lame duck coach. You have a quarterback that you haven't re-signed yet, and you have your star receiver, and you're like, yeah, there's no sense of urgency. It's like, hey, Jerry, you don't have one. You got a lot of mouths to feed. I think he really is trying to tank, go after Belichick, Bill, pick a quarterback, and we'll start all over again. That's the only thing that makes sense, because none of this does. Because the other owner should just step in and be like, hey, Jerry, what are you doing? Are you drunk? Fix this problem. The Cowboys.
I'll take a different approach. This is the last hurrah for a group that has won a lot of meaningless games. They haven't gotten it done in the playoffs. So before I pay you guys long term, show me something. 12-5, 12-5, and getting aced out at home. Maybe Jones is the smartest guy in the room for going, you know what? I'm not going to sign you long term, because a year from now, if you do the same routine again, I'm going to launch all of yous out of a cannon. I'm playing it the other way because your two choices are literal insanity, or maybe he's actually doing the most responsible thing.
And that's what I think that this is one of those. There's a lot of good coaches that are available right now. And if you tank and you get the number one pick, you can hand select your new quarterback and we rebuild this.
Not tanking for the number one pick, Rico.
It kind of looks that way.
Jesus.
Let me take your star wide receiver and just, nah, get nothing.
Bottom line is CD knows he's got to play. They all know they got to play. They can't sit out. Hey, you can make them upset, but he can also hit him with that deal during the season. But they got to win something. I mean, we talked about it yesterday. How the hell is Dak Prescott going to get all this money? What's he done?
So, new technology in the NFL was used last night for the very first time.
Mm.
People watching the Lions-Giants game saw it being used. It is the Hawkeye technology to determine whether a first down has been earned or not. The problem with it is it took forever to determine if it was a first down by using the technology. Quote Phil Simms on the Giants broadcast, are you going to use it if it takes this long? It took forever. Dan Campbell and Brian Daboll both looking like, what are we doing? Can we keep playing football? They got to fix this. Can they get it to where they need it to use it for next season?
No. I think they can, but David, I think it's one of those where you have to be pot committed. This is the new thing that we're going to do. And we're going to make sure that everybody's on the same page. It's not something you can kind of dabble in and get a couple interns to run this. No. Just like with instant replay. Hey, we got a central place. We're going to sit here. We're going to watch it. We're going to do it. We're going to get back to you as soon as possible. Same thing. You're going to need trained people to make sure you get this. You got to be pot committed, though. You can't be half wet.
There's already too many interruptions in football games. I've had enough. I don't need any more replays. I need less. I don't need more penalties. I need less. I can't take anymore.
No, I'm just saying, but this is for like the new chain gang, right?
Correct. Get rid of them too.
No, that's what I'm saying. Get rid of them, because nothing is worse than when you see your team picks up a first down and then the guy waddles the wrong direction and you're like, wait, you're going the wrong way. You just made it fourth and inches and it should have been a first down. Use whatever you had to do to get the game right.
Talk about Kyle Pitts for a second, because his new quarterback is quoted as saying, what I'm encouraging him to do is use that length as much as he can. Anytime he lets the ball into his body, I tell him that wasn't good enough. What are we expecting from Kyle Pitts now that Kirk Cousins is there? Because he's really been disappointing so far.
Hasn't had a quarterback, Dave. Yeah.
So what are we expecting?
A Pro Bowl? Sam LaPorta level?
Yeah, I was about to say, if you can get LaPorta where you're one of the better, you're like the top five tight ends, and you become that safety valve for your quarterback, I don't think he's ever had a quarterback that just pushed him and said, no, that's not how you do it. You're going to catch it like this.
He isn't a quarterback to throw him the ball. Ritter?
Or an offense or a coach who says, I'm going to use you and throw and
David,
design
it's a contract
for you.
Year. I would expect him to have a huge season, be honest with you.
Boy, has the mighty fallen. The Patriots today, after their very first preseason game this year, have released Juju Smith-Schuster. What happened to that guy?
I don't know.
Had a decent year in Kansas City, but...
He's been done for a few years, man. I mean, it's not surprising. It's very rare a guy goes downhill and then all of a sudden, boom, he's back in the Pro Bowl. He's just done.
You know what, David, this is one of those cases where I think his life, he achieved his life goal and he had nothing, no aspirations past that. He wanted to make it to the league. He made it to the league. He then wanted to be a social media star. He wanted to do all these other things. And it always, when you make it to the league, your next goal is, I should get a gold jacket. I want to be a Hall of Famer. But a lot of players don't. They have achieved their goal, and then therefore, I don't have to work as hard because now I'm getting paid to do this. And that was him. He had talent, but he was more, hey, look at me dancing on your team's logo. It's like, come on, man. We're losing games, and this is what you're doing? That showed me his mentality.
And let's close it out with this. I usually wait to do this as we get closer to the season when new menu items hit NFL stadiums, but I couldn't wait for this one. The Arizona Cardinals will have a cotton candy burrito. It will be filled with ice cream, Fruity Pebbles, Fruit Loops, Marshmallow Skittles, M&M's Mini, Gummy Bears, and Sprinkles.
Yeah, Wilford Brimley will hand it to you as you pick it up.
Yes, Doug and Scott, leave me alone.
No, it's...
$15.
It looks disgusting. It just looks too sweet. Like, who would buy this? Who would feed it to their kids? You just... No.
It makes no sense.
I saw the... Okay, Mike, what you told us to look at, I would try. That ice cream from that New York restaurant, I would try. This looks disgusting, and whoever did it was high when they came up with it. I promise you, they were fresh off of gummies.
I totally agree with you. That is in Football Today.